We are learning with Sechtas Erevin Daf Nun Ches Samabeis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of the Amid, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Zok de Gemara. This is going back on the din that it says that if you cannot be Mavlia a valley, let's say it's too wide, it's more than 50 amos wide, you can't be Mavlia. So what do you have to do? You got to measure the slopes of the valley down and back up. How do you do it? Especially you have a kula even on that. Even when you have to measure the slopes, you give you a little bit of a kula. Then you can do makadrim. That means a person holds the rope, the forearm rope connected to his chest, and the other person holds it connected to his feet. But the Gemara says a qualification is halacha. I don't know if we don't have Lo yishanu that you have to do measuring the slope with at least bekida. You have to measure the slopes. Ella shein chut hameskeres yara connected. Only if it's not crazy steep, and if someone hangs out a rope with a weight at the end of it, he'll hit the mountain. The Gemara explains later on that you're holding out, let's say, a stick that's goes out four amis, and at the end of that stick, it has a string with a weight at the end of it. Like picture a fishing rod. And that string goes down with the weight, goes straight down. If you stick your hand out four amis and the weight goes straight down and goes to the floor of the valley, that means this thing is extremely steep. But if it doesn't reach the floor of the valley, it bangs into the slope, that's not so steep. So the halacha, when you have to do mekadrim, is only it's not so steep. And she'ein chut hameshkeres yara connected. This chut with the weight at the bottom of it does not go straight to the floor of the valley, but it hits the side of the valley. The side of the wall, the slopes. Aval chut hameshkeres yara connected. But if it's so steep that the string with this weight at the end of it goes straight down to the valley, it's very steep, then you have a special kula. Mo'umaydidoy mididida yafa. You could be just the ground on the bottom. You figure out how much the ground on the bottom, the width of the floor of the valley is, and that's all you have to count. You don't count at all, you don't have to count at all any part of the slope. Since it's so steep, so it doesn't go into the cheshbon at all, and you don't have to measure at all. When you do have law, you're usually measuring it, but here you couldn't do have law. You have to do kider, and kider measures the slope. Here, since it's so steep, you do not have to measure the slope, it's so steep, and you can just measure the bottom of the valley. Zokta Gemara Vaita. In the Mishnah it said that if it's less than 50 amos wide, yimavlia ayidei a rope. Now, how deep can it be and still get this kula? The kama oimke shal gai, how deep could this valley be and still have this kula of being mavlia? Amar Yosef, apayim. 2,000 amos, but more than 2,000 amos, you can't use this havla, because you have to do kider. Because like Rashi says, of Yosef Mekana, fill Yochel Avliya, and Avliya El Mekadar doesn't explain, but the reason is it's like too much, it's too far away to count that in this one counting. It becomes like a different makam. You have to count the whole area going back down and back up. That's the svar. That's the first version of Gersim Rav Yosef. Esve Abaya, Siokasha, it says in the Braisa, Omoik Meya, if this valley is 100 amas deep, or 50 amas wide, Mavliyah, Mavliyah, Mlav, but if it's deeper than 50 amas, or wider than 50 amas, Mavliyah, you see, even if it's 120 amas, you can't be Mavliyah. And Rav Yosef said he had told 2,000 amas. So it's a Kasha of Rav Yosef. This Braisa sounds like you only get up to 100 amas, he says up to 2,000 amas. Some more answers. Who do amaka achirim? Yosef holds like the achirim. Says in the Brisa, Tanya, achirim are filled amaka paim rechav vish mavliya. Even if it's 2,000 amas deep and 50 amas wide, still could be mavliya. That's one version in Rav Yosef. Ikadamri, Am Rav Yosef, afilu yosim apaim. Even deep in apaim, amik yuz avla. So the Gemara, Kaman, Rav Yosef is loika tanakama, veloika achirim. It's not like tanakama. It's not like achirim. He's like neither. Rav Yosef holds, not like Tanakama, holds that you get to 100 amma, and the Cherem says 2,000 amma, he says even more. So Gemara says, no, it stems. Why? Hasam, the Machlekes of Tanakama and Cherem is talking about a valley, She'ein Chuta Meshkeles Yerei Kenegdai, that's not so steep. And the Chuta does not go down to the floor, Kenegdai, and since it's not so steep, so therefore, we are Machmir, and we say that you only get up to either 100 amas for the Tanakama or 2,000 amas for the Acherim. But Hacha, Bechut HaMashkeros Yerei Kenegdai. Here it's so steep that it's Yerei Kenegdai. So here, They will make all that you can have Leo, even if it's so white. Atka. So now, what do you see from this Gemara? We said before that if something's very, very steep, it says, just measure the bottom of the valley. So the Rishonim answer, the difference is like this, that here it's possible to Mavliya. If it's because less than 50 amas wide, if it's possible to Mavliya with less than 50 amas wide, you have to Mavliya. That's the first choice. When it's wider than 50 amas, which you have to do Mekadrim, so then if it's too steep, you could just do Medida Yafa. But here we're talking about where it's less than 50 amas wide. And the only question was, is more than 2,000 amas deep? So here, it's according to Rav Yosef, he's saying it's, if it's very steep and you don't really use the slopes, you could do Havla'a. And the Machlokes Tanakama and Acherim is talking about a case where it was not so steep, and there you have to do Mekadrin if it's more than 100 amas according to Tanakama, and you have to do Mekadrin according to the Acherim if it's more than 2,000 amas. Zok to Gemara Vayter, something that we spoke out, what's called the shear of Ein Chut HaMashkilas Yair Kenegdai? How much you stick out the stick and let down that rope with the weight, how much you stick it out? So it says, Ein Chut HaMashkilas Yair Kenegdai Ad Kama, how much? You stick out the stick 4 amas and you let down the rope. If the weight hits the floor, that means it's very, very steep. But if it hits the wall, then it's not so steep and it has different halachas of Mekadrin. We learned in our Mishnah. So it's Mavur in our Mishnah that by a har, even by a mountain, or a gather, or we said even a valley, if you can, you do have law. And when you don't do have law, you do Mekadrin. That's what he said. You only have this heter, either to have law, or if you can't do have law, do kidur, which is also a kula, only when it's not that steep, it's Meslaka da Sarim Techarba. It goes up 10 tfachim within 4 amas. Ava Bahar Mislak, which I say is around 24 degrees, around Berach, I think. Ava Bahar Mislak at Asara Matoich Chomesh, then Moedim Yafa, if it goes to 10 Tfachim, within 5 Amis, that's not steep at all. And there you have to measure the whole entire thing. You can't even do Avla. You have to measure the whole entire floor space. That's the halacha. Here the word Moedim Yafa means a little different from before. Here it means you have to measure the whole entire floor space. That's this halacha. Because it comes out, there's like really 3 levels. There's one level that's very steep, like basically a cliff. That's the case when the Ein Chut HaMashkilas Yair Kenegdai. Then the next step is, that's Mislaka Sarim Tech Arba, which means it's a little bit usable, but it's pretty steep. And then you have Mislaka Sarim Tech Chomesh, which we're saying is not that steep at all. It's just a little hilly. That you have to Moedim Dida Yafa. That's one Gersa. Rav Huna Breid Rav Nosim Masni Lekula. He learns no, much more of a kula. I'm a Rav Loi Shanu that you need Havla and Kider Ela Bahar Maslak Asar Mitzay Chomish. Only when it's Maslak Asar Mitzay Chomish. Av Bahar Maslak Asar Mitzay Arba. When it's Ahar Maslak Asar Mitzay Arba, that's very steep. Then Oim Doi Vahayach Loi. You could just measure the mountain the way it is, and that's it. That's enough. You don't have to do at all any Mekadrin or Mavliya, when this is talking about a mountain. If it's a har, that's Maslaka, Sarim Terabah, which is a little bit steep, they were not Matriach you to do that. So it comes out, this is also called not usable, and it's enough to do just a Medida Yafa, which means to figure out Be'erach how wide it is, and that's enough. That's enough. So this is a major kula. This is a major kula. If in a case where in fetus shita maharim slagos rabba, you could just be oimid beliboy vahelchla. It's enough. Zok the Gemara Vayt. It said that when you are measuring across the valley, when it's mutar to do that, and it's not, and across the city it was too wide, let it go to the side. But it shouldn't go out of your tchum. And the question is why not? The vajra is across the tchum. My time. Why can't go out of your tchum and measure across it? The mighty. All you're doing is just measuring. What's 2,000 amas out of your city? And here I could do a havlah. So what's the problem? I'm coming back to Connecticut, the city. I'm measuring Connecticut, my city. So what's the difference if I go that way, my time? People are going to think that tchum goes that direction also, and you let it walk there. They see people measuring that way. They think you let it walk there. And therefore, you shouldn't come to that. They did not allow you to measure in that way, that often. Then the Mishnah at the end, Me'eni Yachal Avliyah, if it's too wide and you can't go across it with a rope, what do? You do Mekadrim, which means a person holds something connected to his chest, the forearm, a rope, and that's connected to the feet of the other person. Tana Rabbanan, in the case of Mekadrim, Hatachdoin, the guy in the bottom, holds the rope, connected to Libot, connected to his chest. And Elion, the one on top of him, connected to Magloyes, connected to his feet. And that's how you do it. And on my Banak Tino, we have Mesaira that Ein Mekadrim L'Koysel Shel Arba Amois. The rope is a 4 amos long rope, and that's how you do mekadrin. Amar v'nachman avuah. This is only by tchumim that you have his head to mekadrin. When it comes to the raisa de gemedidas, when measuring the raisa in mekadrin loy be'egla rufa, you found someone dead between two cities, and we're not sure which city who killed him. So halacha is the city that's closer has to bring a carbon called the egla rufa. Now, how do you know which one's close? You have to measure it. So the halacha is you have to measure it exact. You can't use this heta mekadrin to measure which side the person who found dead, which city he's closer to. But loy bari miklot. Also, ari miklot halacha is that the tchum of the ari miklot, the 2,000 amas around the ari miklot, are also kailot. That means if the reitzeach b'shoigig runs into that area, he gets saved from the gayal adam. So how do you measure? You also cannot use the heter of mekadrin to measure that part. Those things are midaraisa, and therefore you can't do any havla or any kidur. You can't do anything. You have to measure exactly the whole entire floor space of these places, and you don't have any heter to do anything else. Any of these heterim, like Rashi says, moedim horim v'geis kark chalaki. You measure the mountains and the valleys like a straight karka, like flat land. That's what you measure it like. Zok to Mishnah Vayit, new Mishnah. Ein moedim al mamumcha. You're only soimich on someone who's a mumcha. He's a professional at measuring. He has to be a baki medidas a karka. You're only going to be soimich on that type of person with trumim. A person who doesn't know trumim, doesn't know how to measure trumim, you can't be soimich on him. Now, the halacha is, if he does measuring, and on one side of the trum, it landed up being longer than the other side of the trum. So which one do you go? Riba l'makam echam l'makam achar. You go, shem l'makam shiriba. Because you go l'kula. You go to the place where it's longer. You always go l'kula when it comes to trumim. You always go l'kula. If in one spot it was shorter, one spot was longer, you make the rope, you make the square across the longer one. That's the halacha. And the next line of Mishnah sounds like a repeat of the same thing. Riba l'echam l'echam shem l'mruba. And halacha is, afilo eved v'afilo shivcha, nemanim leima ad kan trum shabbos. Once they set up trumim, the halacha is that if they you can't soimich on them to do it, because you need dafka mumcha. We're talking about where they're made, that they saw the mumcha measure till here. They are believed for this. At least they said people always use the till here. They are believed in this halacha. We'll see in the Gemara more about this. And the Mishnah explains what's pshat in our Mishnah. The klal in our Mishnah, the rule, the halacha is shaloi amru chamas dav lahachmer lahakel, because the rabbanon said tchumim made a gzerut not to go out of tchum. They didn't make any chumras by tchumim. They made they only coolest. Of course, the whole issa tchumim was a chumra because it's a rabbanon degadin. But in anything regei tchumim, it's always you always say lekula and not lechumra.